Well, moving on, in Pakistan, lawyers of former President Pervez Musharraf have walked out of a hearing in his treason case, complaining of being threatened and harassed. The move comes as Musharraf was expected to attend the special tribunal on Thursday after failing to show up for two previous sessions, citing security threats. Earlier, the court had warned that it could issue an arrest warrant for Musharraf if he failed to appear once again. The trial is the latest in a series of criminal cases Musharraf has faced since he returned to Pakistan with the intention to run in the May 2013 general elections. Musharraf could receive the death penalty or life in prison if convicted. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Islamabad, Javed Onur. Javed, over to you. Tell us more about this case. And, of course, the main question many are asking is that will justice be served in Musharraf's case?
Well, in case of Musharraf, justice, in fact, is being served. There have been a lot of what appears to be manipulations. And I think today, when the court has given warning that, look, if you, General Musharraf is not produced before the court, then we are going to issue arrest warrant. Under threats from the from possible court orders for his arrest warrant, General Musharraf agreed to appear in the court. But when he was on his way, then all of a sudden, very interestingly, General Musharraf suffered some medical problems. We don't know whether he suffered heart attack or whether he suffered some other disease. He has been now hospitalized in garrison city of Rawalpindi, a thickly populated city. One wonders that the security situation would be very bad if that is at all a problem for him. People here are quite surprised what's going on in Pakistan, because General Musharraf is simply, it appears that he's not willing to appear before the court, because the day he appears before the court, that means he would be indicted, something he has been averting. Earlier on yesterday and before yesterday, there was justification from his lawyer that he has been facing security threats, and there were also incidents where some explosive material was found around his residence. But yesterday, the government spokesman came out very hard-hitting. He said no one but General Musharraf himself is planting these terrorist devices, and he is trying to engineer all this to avert appearance in the court. And today, when everybody was expecting that he would appear in the court, all of a sudden he has been now hospitalized. God knows better what is going to happen. But one thing is clear, that there are reports in today in Pakistan's media that Saudi's foreign minister is expected to visit Pakistan, and General Musharraf's possible pressure on government to abandon his trial may be one of the part of his agenda. Usually Americans and Britain, they operate through Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. The scene remains unclear because this is just one news item. We don't know how far that story is confirmed, but certainly General Musharraf is trying to delay the trial, because that time he's trying to manipulate to get this government influenced by the foreign powers to abandon his trial, because his conviction in this particular case is very certain, because evidence and the entire prosecution case is very strong.
All right, Press TV's Javed Rana, correspondent, reported from Islamabad. Thanks, Javed.